is Peter De Koning, and this is one of our God at Work interviews. And this is a way to really prioritize what we just prayed about and thought about, that we come here on Sunday, but then we get sent out to do the work of God and the mission of God throughout the week. And this is the way that we get replenished and filled up and renewed and then sent out to do all that God's called us to do. So we don't want to pretend like the important stuff happens in here on Sunday. The important stuff happens out there. This is just a part of equipping you to be able to do that. And so Peter, just representative of many in our congregation, we interviewed a foster parent last week and how her life has revolved around this calling, not last week, last time. And so now we're going to interview Peter De Koning. And so why don't you just start by telling us a little bit about yourself, who you are, how you got to this place, and a little bit about your family that we recognize you might have kids.
So I'm originally, I grew up in a number of different places. My dad was a pastor, so we lived in Ontario and Alberta and kind of moved across the country. But, moved out to BC a little over 10 years ago to go to school at UBC to get my master's there. And, loved it. So I stayed and continued to work out here. And I did my master's in ecology and biology, so there's lots of good work to do out here. And when I was in Vancouver, I met my wife Sarah, who's standing at the back there, and with the other little baby. And we made the decision to move. I was working doing consulting, private consulting, for a number of years, and it was a lifestyle that I didn't love at the time. And when we always kind of wanted to move back to the island, because that's where Sarah's family was from, and took the opportunity that we could when I got a job in Nanaimo, and decided if we were leaving the big city, we wanted to really leave the city and move to a small town, not a medium-sized city. So that's how we ended up here about just under 2 years ago.
And we want to hear about that work in just a second. But before that, tell us how you came to follow Christ in your life. And you just mentioned that your dad was in the ministry. But how did you make a decision to follow Christ?
Yeah, it was. I grew up surrounded by the church and by the stories of Jesus and stories in the Bible. And I think I've always identified as a Christian. And I grew up in a church where we did infant baptism and then profession of faith. So in high school, I did my profession of faith, where I kind of affirmed my adult decision of following Christ. And after that, I feel like that's kind of when the story really started for me. And I, through my 20s, kind of was a bit more meandering and had some kind of hard times in my life. But when I met my wife Sarah at a Christian environmental organization called Arasha that I was working at for a number of years. And when I was there, there was a former pastor who was living there as well, and he kind of took me under his wing, and we became good friends through playing music mostly. But then eventually, he kind of shared more of his story and introduced me to, I think, a different approach to following Christ than I'd ever experienced before, that was kind of more of a contemplative approach. Really based on kind of meditating on scripture and a lot more silence and prayer. And it was through that I think I really probably truly experienced Christ for the first time, and what an actual relationship with Christ can be and how real that can be. And so, I think in a lot of ways, I feel like it wasn't until kind of my late 20s that I really started to know who Christ is. Not saying that the rest of the story wasn't important, but I think that's where it really was affirmed,
That's awesome. That's a great story. So you mentioned Christian Environmental Organization, and some people would be like, I didn't know those existed. But that's a part of your work that you do. But so why don't you tell us a little bit about your work and how you feel God in the midst of your work, and how you view it in terms of your calling and your vocation and those sorts of things.
So my day-to-day, I work as a biologist and have done many different things in that role over the years, but currently working at a group that manages conservation lands across Vancouver Island and the Central Coast and Haida Gwaii. And so it's kind of a funny partnership organization of a couple of nonprofits and government agencies. So yeah, I spend most of my time doing two things right now. One is doing research into climate change and how that will impact a number of the conservation lands that we work on. And then I also spend a lot of time working on restoration projects where we're trying to kind of fix the different, the degradation caused by different human activities over time in a lot of the places that we work. And I find that in particular is where I really connect with God in my work, because I think it's always felt like this very clear resonance with kind of the redemption of creation and the restoration of all things. And I feel like in my day-to-day, although there is a lot of gray areas in the work that I do feel like I get to very clearly, actively participate in the restoration of creation. And I think that that is kind of where I most clearly see God in my day-to-day work, yeah.
As typical men, we didn't mention the kids, although you could see them. But why don't you just briefly tell us about that part of your calling, too, because that is a part of your work as well.
Yeah, definitely. And life does not stop at work, and definitely is pretty full on right now. So we have right before we moved to Parksville, we had our daughter, who's just under 2 years old now, and she's a little delight for us. And then back in January, we had twin boys, which were a bit of a surprise to us. So the kids are pretty close together in age, and it makes it very busy, especially for Sarah at home. That's definitely an important part of the vocation, and trying to see God in the kind of the mundane and the day-to-day, the diaper changes and the waking up three or four times a night to feed babies. And we find that there's a lot of, especially with our daughter Ruth right now, that there's just a lot of joy in kind of seeing the world through her eyes as well, and it kind of helps us to kind of re-explore creation and the world that God has given us.
Well, of course, we would love to hear even more about your life. These are kind of brief snippets, but why don't you tell us, we're going to pray for you in a second, but what's something we can ask you about as we see you in the fellowship time following or just in the coming weeks and months as we see you? What's something we can ask you about that will either be an interesting story or help us to get to know you better?
I'm always open to talk more about kind of some of the special places I get to work. I get to work in some really beautiful spots, and I could point people to some nice places to be. And I also really like music, so if anyone wants to talk to me about music, that's another very important part of my life that has kind of taken a back seat with the kids. There's not as much time to play, but that's a couple things people can ask me about.
Lots of things take back seats after you have kids, yeah. Right? Yes. Well, let's pray for Peter and Sarah and the Deconings in their work and in their life and in their calling and just what God is doing among them and how they're experiencing God. And we're grateful to have Christian witness in some of these places. And are grateful for all of you and your Christian witness in different places. So would you extend your hands and let's pray for them and their family. And if you want to put a hand on Sarah back there without waking any babies, you can do that too. Well, God, we're thankful for the Deconing family. God, what a joy to know them. What an encouragement, Lord, to see their lives, to see their growing family, Lord. God, we count it a huge privilege to see new life coming into the world and being a part of it as a community, Lord. God, we thank you particularly for Peter and his work and the things you've called him to do, God, in the realm of the renewal and redemption of creation. God, we thank you that you've renewed his mind and his imagination to understand where his work intersects with your work and what you're doing in the world. God, and we thank you how much you care about these things. This is all of our original calling and vocation, Lord, is to care for your good creation and, Lord, to bring beauty into places previously that were in maybe some chaos. And so, Lord, we want to align ourselves with that, but we're also thankful for people you call full-time into that kind of work. So we pray you'd equip Peter for that, that you would anoint him through your Holy Spirit, and may he feel commissioned and sent to do this kind of work. And may he experience great joy as he does it, and experience your hearts, Lord, and just help him to be a great witness for Christ in the way he does his work, but also in his words and in his actions and in his relationships with his co-workers, Lord. God, and for Sarah and Peter, both of them, in their vocation as parents, Lord, that you would continue to equip them and continue to empower them by your Holy Spirit, Lord, to be the kind of parents you desire them to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well,